Juneteenth is a very special holiday because the enslaved Africans were largely emancipated in 1863, January 1st, 1863, by presidential proclamation, Abraham Lincoln, the well-known Emancipation Proclamation. However, through some strange issue or problem, there were people who, in Texas in particular, who did not get the word as they were working on plantations and whatever. They thought they were still enslaved. And so it was not until June 19th, that's where the word Juneteenth comes from. It comes from the word June and then 19th, combining it. So it was not until June 19th, 1865, that a U.S. federal general proclaimed and made the enslaved Africans in Texas, particularly in Galveston, Texas, aware that they were free.
Now it's a federal holiday.
It is a federal holiday, but bear with me for a minute, because it's important to understand that by our own self-determination, because of the growing Black freedom struggle, particularly as we got into the 21st century, Juneteenth began to be larger and larger because there was now a growing demand, for example, for reparations, a growing demand for more criminal justice. So that robust movement is the movement which peaked a couple of years ago under President Biden, who took the opportunity at the recommendation of a number of members of Congress, but most notably Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee from Houston, Texas, in 2018. It may have been 2019, actually. President Biden put the legislation was put forth, and actually, amazingly, both Democrats and Republicans signed on to Juneteenth as a federal holiday. The issue is, do we need more holidays, or do we really need more racial justice?
From 1863 to 2023, how would you assess racial justice when it comes to African Americans? Because recently, there was an exchange between former President Barack Obama responding to Senator Tim Scott, and two different perspectives in terms of the state of African America or Black people. What's your assessment in terms of racial justice?
Even Tim Scott admitted a few years ago that he had been stopped X numbers of times by the police because of racial profiling. But, you know, someone like Tim Scott has a vested interest in attempting to act as if this is not a systemic problem. But overwhelmingly, the Black leadership in Black America would agree that, of course, we have made progress from the days in which we were enslaved or the days that you had apartheid in the South, as well as what was called de facto segregation in the North. There's obviously been progress. We now have people who are mayors and people who are, we've had a Black president, and we now have a Black vice president. So the fact that we have people who have been elected to office or have high position does not mean that all of the vestiges of enslavement or systemic racism have been eradicated.
Dr. Ron Daniels, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
It is my pleasure to talk with you.